This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wow, we have some breaking news. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. We will play you the Deshaun Watson audio where the first time in this entire situation he has finally apologized to the women that were affected by this. We will play you that audio with the DD in just a second. But first, this is just breaking a moment ago. Now, we've been waiting for his return, Fernando Tatis Jr. According to Sam Dykstra, who's a reporter with MLB Pipeline, Fernando Tatis Jr. has been suspended 80 games after testing positive for Clozapine. It's a banned performance-enhancing substance, MLB says. And that's news that obviously you did not expect to see. So Fernando Tatis Jr., we will not see him return anytime soon. And there was a lot of appeal there with the moves that the Padres and Slam Diego made at the deadline, bringing in Juan Soto, bringing in Josh Bell, where now you're not going to have Fernando Tatis Jr. Holy smokes. And when he tested positive for is a natural hormone testosterone. Hickey, I guess nothing should ever surprise you anymore. You would think, right, Major League Baseball, when you're a star like Fernando Tatis Jr., you would not take a substance without knowing what goes into your body, right? Football, it's like weird. It happens still, and it doesn't carry the same impact or the same reaction or evoke that same reaction as it does with Major League Baseball. But with Major League Baseball, and going back years ago, having to go to Congress, I remember with Mark McGwire and Rafael Palmeiro and all that stuff, and the way that a lot, and not all, but a lot of steroid users have been banned from the Hall of Fame, it is stunning that a young star, maybe I shouldn't be stunned by it, and Fernando Tatis Jr. all these years later is going to get popped 80 games for a banned performance-enhancing substance. There's no other way to put it.
Shocked, and there's, at this point, also no excuse.
Exactly.
Like, you could say, oh, you know, I thought it was legal. This point, ask questions. We've seen it, and we've heard the excuse too often. Ask questions. There's no excuse now to get popped for this and claim ignorance.
I would actually, right? You make a great point. Because so many times when this happens, someone goes, oh, I don't know how this got into my body. I thought it was something else. I've used this for so many years. There's no excuse anymore. Now, I'm not an expert. I've not even heard about this drug until it just happened a moment ago. Maybe he felt pressure to use it, you know, in the rehab process. Like, I don't even know at this point. But anything that you try to justify it as, it's just an excuse for Fernando Tatis Jr. But this is just, it's disappointing because the Padres, and they'll still be a big storyline because you have Juan Soto. But if you were able to have Juan Soto and Fernando Tatis Jr. in that lineup, remember they also got Josh Hader at the deadline and Josh Bell, that's a team that would have some buzz. I don't want to say it totally takes all the air out of the balloon, and you knew he was eventually going to be coming back from a broken wrist, so even using this drug, I don't even think it would even make sense to use it as a justification, but it's one of those scenarios where it does feel, maybe not all the air got let out of the balloon, but a significant amount of air got let out of the balloon in the way that we're going to view the Padres the rest of the year.
And the swing of emotions, well, a week and a half ago, remember, they get Juan Soto, you get Brandon Drury.
Get swept by the Dodgers.
The grand slam by Brandon Drury in his first appearance, and then all of a sudden that same week you have Tatis on the rehab, and it's like, wow, things are coming together. You're right, then you get swept by the Dodgers, now this happens, like, holy smokes.
And someone asked me, I don't think it was you, I think it was someone filling in, can the Padres still win the division? And that was before that series. I think you were off. It was before that series when they were like 12 back of the Dodgers. And I go, the Dodgers are still a great team. Remember, the Dodgers are going to be getting healthy too with Walker Buehler, Dustin May, and so on in that rotation. And Bellinger now is starting to get hot too, where he had that home run up against the Padres, where it was one of those situations where I said, no, the Dodgers are still the best team in the NL. Yes, the Padres are now a bigger threat than they once were because of Juan Soto, and you're also getting Fernando Tatis back, but the thought that the Padres were going to go make a comeback here in the NL West never made sense to me, and now that lead, now they're in second place, and it's by 16 games of their back of the Dodgers. So what it basically does is, in a weird way, bringing in Juan Soto, yes, it's a huge move. Yes, it's a great move. But it does now get negated a little bit because Fernando Tatis Jr. is not going to be able to play this year. It is not going to be able to make a return. So, yes, you are getting something back from where you were right at the deadline because at least you get someone that is a big star in Juan Soto. But the appeal of the Padres was that you were going to be getting two stars in this lineup where, yes, you're going and making the big aggressive move for Juan Soto. You were also, though, going to get Fernando Tatis Jr. back, and now that's not the case. This is disappointing. Ryan, there's no other way about it. This is a disappointing day. I don't even care if you're a Padres fan or not, just as a baseball fan. Like, this behooves us as a Mets fan. All right, we don't have to deal if we have to face the Padres with Fernando Tatis Jr. That's fine by me. But it is disappointing if you take your fandom out of it because this is a young star. And we talk about it all the time. You want to see your young stars in the postseason and be dominant. A year ago, the Padres got off to a good start. Then they just faded. They crashed. They burned. And they were terrible at the end of the year. They get rid of Jace Tingler and all of that. But now this was a Padres team with even all these injuries. Right at the deadline in the first week of August, they made you thinking, okay, this is going to be a force. This is a top three team in the NL, and now, even though they still have a very good team and they have a heck of a roster, you do look at them differently because you're going to be thinking what could have been with Fernando Tatis and that expected jolt that they were going to get back with him coming back to the lineup.
And the biggest reason for disappointment, all could have been avoided, right? Injury happens and that just stinks and it's just bad luck. This is just stupidity. There's no other way to say it. And that's why it's even, you know, like you said, even as a non-Padres fans like we are, overall baseball, you lose now a young star for 80 games, going through the postseason this year, going to next year as well. It's a big loss.
When do you think they knew about this? Because for the timing of this, and I know really the
Friday
news cycle,
news
it's and this could be a little bit of an antiquated thought because you don't need to listen to the radio. You don't need to watch television in order to get your news. Now there will always be a reaction on Twitter, but I really want to know when Tatis Jr. was informed of this and when the Padres were informed of this, because this does appear like a Friday news dump at 7 p.m. Eastern. I know it's 4 Pacific, but 7 p.m. Eastern, this is a big-time news dump.
I bet you sometime this week, maybe a retest comes back, and then it's like, all right, get ready.
Is Fernando Tatis Jr., we'll get a statement, I would probably imagine. He needs to do a press conference.
And you, well,
I gotta hear from him.
I think it's statements coming, especially because he's rehabbing, so it's not like he's on, you know, with the team. I bet you it's a statement, and you know what's gonna be said.
I'm disappointed that this is the case. I'm not sure. I would just like,
I don't know how it went in my body. I tried to clear it. I was told it was okay. So you throw someone else under the bus, and it was no intention for me of cheating.
I would like for once just a player to say, guys, I got caught using something. I shouldn't have used it. I'm wrong. That never initially happens. It's always excuse, 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 and then eventually when you do make your return, I was in the wrong, I apologize, and it's totally different than what you said from the earlier standpoint. And the suspension is effective immediately, by the way. I just wanted to make that clear. So Fernando Tatis is going to be popped with an 80-game suspension.
Can I be I'm going to add more salt on the wound. I feel like it's kind of a cop-out. Immediately is a little bit of a break for the Padres. He's out for another month. Like, it should be when he's active. Like, I know he's not going to be activated, but...
Oh, I get
like,
what you're saying.
He's in. Like, he is not really scheduled to be with the Padres for, like, probably till September. So it's like, I get, okay, he's out for the rest of the year, and he's out for the playoffs, which is
when you're healthy, that's when the suspension starts, is what you're saying.
I mean, I guess the Padres could activate him tomorrow in theory and just get around the rules. So I guess there's really no way to, you know, actually levy the suspension in a fair way. But they catch if you want to call it a break, I'm putting in air quotes, break. You basically shaved 3 weeks off. He was going to be there anyway.
Now, I'm not making any excuses here. I'm going to preface this statement by saying I am not cognizant of the process by the MLB like I am for the NFL. NFL players, if they want to take something, they could send it out, get it tested, and then they could be, or they could send it out to the person and they could be informed if this is an approved substance or not. I wonder what that policy is in the MLB if they have the same protocol. Now, regardless, either way, you have all the resources in the world. If you're Fernando Tatis Jr., that it shouldn't matter. But that is one of those situations where in the NFL, it's one of those cases where you could send out or you could ask someone, is this an approved substance or not? I would imagine that there's something like that in the MLB, but I'm just curious if that's the case.
Oh, definitely. Especially with a half season suspension. Like the NFL, again, 4 games, right, for PED. So it's a little bit less.
Six.
Six?
Yeah.
Okay, so
well,
they take it back
then. Hopkins now six. I think it used to be 4. Now it's 6.
So it's, you know, it's one of the things where it's inexcusable, right? Like it's, there's no reason not to know. And there's 100% whether it's an inquiry, whether it's a test to make sure this is cleared and A-okay. And your body is your temple. You know, that's the moneymaker. Got to make sure that it's what you're doing is clean.
Andrew Marchand just tweeted, MLB Friday News Dump is a doozy and sad. He's exactly right. This one is, whew, Coby White, like, wow, wow, wow. And then you find out what it actually is, and you go, man, it is disappointing. It's upsetting because we could all admit, whether you're a Padres fan or not, the game's better when Fernando Tatis Jr. is playing. And now you'll look at this guy, even with how great he is, you will look at him differently the rest of his career. And this is something, and it's only the fault of himself, that this is going to carry with him for the rest of his career. It's so inexcusable for it to happen now. There was a time when this was embraced, everyone turned their head away from it, and it saved Major League Baseball. But for this to still be happening now, I don't care what the excuse is. We'll see if he takes ownership or not. I would imagine early on he does not. But there's no other way around this. This just sucks. Because there was so much intrigue with the Padres once they got Juan Soto. And you have a great player, and then you were getting back another great player, and you have a young star in the game, a young star that I wanted to see play in the postseason this year. After last year, the entire team was just terrible down the stretch. You're so close to getting there, even with the terrible Fernando Tatis Jr. injury, you make big moves at the deadline. You're aggressive. You get Josh Hader. You get Josh Bell. You go on out, and you land the biggest fish of them all in Juan Soto that was available on the market and was realistically going to get traded. And now that air just gets taken out of the balloon where they could still be good, but you're going to feel like you're going to be missing something because Fernando Tatis Jr., one of the more entertaining young stars in the game, isn't there because he had to take some substance, and now he's going to be out for 80 games. So this just sucks. It sucks. And I just say, why do you take this? Why do you do this? This is not the early 2000s. This is not 1998 when everyone was doing it. If you do this now, you get an 80-game suspension. It makes no sense why someone would do that right now. It's a joke. This is ridiculous. And we'll see how Fernando Tatis Jr. handles it, but I'm not holding my breath because you're right, Ryan. He'll probably just release a statement, take zero ownership, and then you go from there, and next year we'll see him back in the field at some point. This is brutal. There's no other way around it. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, how about this? Word got out of this. Word got out actually before this announcement was made. You know that pardon my take, Leroy the dog account on Twitter? Do you have any understanding of what that is?
Very minimal.
So I think this is part of my take. They have the ghost of Leroy. It's Leroy Insider. And sometimes this dog will, it's not actually a dog, obviously, will put out some breaking news. This was at 6:39 p.m. Eastern. Ghost of Leroy, Leroy Insider. I'm pretty sure it's a part of my take account or associated with part of my take. I'm hearing an MLB player might be in trouble for doing something he shouldn't have done. Bark, bark, bark. Give Leroy a treat, right? Wow, got that one right. We'll play the Deshaun Watson audio next. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. As we just discussed, the breaking news, Fernando Tatis Jr. has been suspended 80 games, testing positive for a banned substance, performance-enhancing substance. The Nationals are actually going up against the Padres right now, and that game is underway in the top of the first inning. So, yes, Hickey, this is the biggest news dump that I've ever seen. Now, in San Diego, you'll react to it, because it's 4:20 p.m. Pacific right now, but this news came out right before, like 20 minutes ago, right before the top of the hour. But none of the management or none of the manager, or no one had to talk about this before the game, where if you cover a Major League Baseball game, they have batting practice, you get the players coming out of batting practice, you get them in the locker room. So this will then eventually be addressed after the game, and I wonder how they told the team. Do you think they told the team yet?
Yes. No, I think they've known for longer than 20 minutes.
Imagine you're sitting there in the dugout. Whoa! Someone was running with a phone in their back pocket the other day, I saw.
Waiting for some breaking news.
I got my phone in the dugout. Yo, Fernando Tatis Jr. isn't coming back. My fantasy baseball group is buzzing right now because we have keepers in our league as well. And there was one guy who is in second place in the league, and all year long he was banking on getting Fernando Tatis Jr. back, and that's not going to be the case. And even though he's going to be suspended for some amount of games next year, whatever, you know, how many are remaining in this season, we'll see. And probably like about, let me just guess, like 25, 30 games that this will carry over into next year as well for a regular season suspension. You're obviously going to keep Fernando Tatis Jr. In a keeper league this year, you know, in addition to that, and just have him be out for the first month of next season as well. Because the Padres have already played, let's see, they are 63-51. So they played 114 games. So Fernando Tatis Jr. will serve 48 games, I guess, or will it be less than that because they have to make him active?
Well, it's, you said immediately, right? So I'm assuming it starts tonight.
Tonight.
I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything different yet. Assuming it starts tonight, which is right.
So if that is true,
probably about a month next year.
Then there's about, yeah, it's about a month. It's about like 32 games, depending on when that, I know it said it's effective immediately. If they count tonight, then we'll have to wait and see. We'll get to that Deshaun Watson audio in just a second. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Drew in Detroit next up on the Zach Gelb Show. Drew, what's shaking?
Hey there, Zach. I want to ask a question that you kind of asked earlier. When did the Padres know about this? And is that kind of not a tip-off on May, why they got Juan Soto? Like, think about it. Like, they don't have to pay Juan Soto yet.
Yeah, and he had 2.5 years left on that contract. When you factor in this half season, there was some talk even when they acquired him that maybe they would end up trading him when they get into that final year of the contract. So
exactly.
It's a fair question that you bring up, Drew. I'm not going to say that it definitely happened because we're talking about that trade was at least 10 days ago or 10 days ago by now, because I think it happened on the first or the second.
But at the same time, you understand how leagues work and how back room stuff works. Like, the Padres had to know, and the Padres are going for it all. They absolutely are. So,
yeah, and you could argue even if they knew they were getting Fernando Tatis Jr., with how loaded the Dodgers are, with the way that the Mets are looking too, you know the Astros are a really good team, that they should make this move either way. I can't totally dismiss what you're saying, and thanks for the phone call, Drew. I just have a tough time believing that this was well-known before the deadline. Like, if I had to lean one way or another, it's plausible. I'll never fully believe leagues because they're not transparent to begin with, hence why you get a news dump like this on a Friday. But Ryan, if I had to go one way or another, I'd probably be in the camp of when they got Juan Soto, they didn't know that this was going to happen, since we are going back now 10 days or so.
I'm just curious. I'm sure they've retested the sample. I don't know how long it takes to test, but it's
48 hours, I would say, at most. They have all the resources in the world, Major League
Baseball. Tatis Jr. did start a rehab assignment, so I don't think if you're the Padres, knowing he's not coming back this year, would risk injury by throwing him out there against minor leaguers when he's already missing. So I would agree that probably deadline came and went. They didn't know.
If I had to guess, they probably found out Saturday or Sunday, probably like the 6th or the 7th, or maybe even on Monday the 8th. You retest, make sure that it's a valid test, all that. And then they probably knew finally that this was going to happen on yesterday. That would probably be my guess. So I don't, even though it's not totally out of the realm of possibilities, but I would lean probably more on the side that they did not know that this was coming right around the corner when they went out there and got Juan Soto. Okay, we got to get to this Deshaun Watson audio, because we led the show talking about this Mike Florio report from Pro Football Talk that settlement is not off the table yet. There is a chance that both these sides do still settle. And I even said this when I started off the show an hour and a half ago. We haven't heard any sort of remorse from Deshaun Watson, where if you remember when Judge Sue Robinson came down with their 6-game ruling, the Haslam family said that he's shown remorse, but we've never heard it from Deshaun Watson publicly. So Deshaun did an interview with Aditi. Now I'm going to try to get her last name correctly, and I've been practicing this. Kinkabwala? How do you say that? I said that very quickly.
Aditi Kinkabwala,
who has been a frequent guest on CBS Sports Radio. I always hear her on when Ken Carmen used to host here. And she does a tremendous job. Used to work for the NFL Network. I think she just signed on board with CBS Sports HQ. I'm assuming because this was released through the Browns website, she does preseason work for the Cleveland Browns. And in this interview, how long is it?
A minute 40.
So we'll play the whole thing. It's a little bit long. But from what everyone's saying on Twitter, Deshaun Watson finally did apologize and showed some remorse. Listen up.
Okay, Deshaun, as you get ready to get on the bus, let's just start with this one. It's been 19 months since you played a game of competitive football. How are you feeling about that?
I'm super excited. I'm excited to get out there with my new teammates and go out there and compete. Each and every snap, I want to make sure I cherish that, because I'm not sure when the next time I'll be able to get out there with those guys. So I'm super excited.
As you say that, your eligibility is still in question. And although this appeal is ongoing, I have to ask you, the initial ruling from Judge Sue Robinson made a very specific point of saying that your lack of remorse played into her decision making. It's been a part of the narrative surrounding you. What is your response to that?
Look, I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. My decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position, I would definitely like to have back, but I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show that, you know, I am a true person of character, and I want to keep pushing forward.
Grow and learn. We fully expect that there will be some time that you are away from the team. What is your growth on a personal level look like? How are you spending that time?
I know I have a lot of work to put in, especially on the field, to be able to make sure I'm ready to play whenever that time comes, whenever I can step back on the field. But also, the biggest thing is I want to continue counseling, and I want to make sure that I'm growing as a person, as an individual, for my decision making on and off the field. And I want to make sure that, you know, I'm just evolving in the community as much as possible. And that's for the Cleveland community, that's the NFL community, and beyond.
Whether you believe him or not, that's one thing. But Deshaun Watson did finally apologize for anyone that he did hurt in this entire situation, which there's a lot of victims or alleged victims that he did settle with. I think there's all but one on the civil side that he has settled with. This sounds to me, and this is just the way that I perceived it, when you have not heard any ounce of remorse from Deshaun Watson in, I think Aditi said, 19 months when this all started, and he's maintained his innocence. He has never been criminally charged. He said he has done nothing wrong, even when they came down Judge Sue Robinson with the 6-game suspension a little while ago. His camp, they had that report leaked out that they were annoyed because they thought it should be 0 games. That sounds to me like a guy that's finally ready to settle, because he realizes that if this goes the way that it's agreed upon in the CBA, the NFL is going to get what they want, and the NFL wants a full year suspension. Remember, this guy did not play football last year, not because it was a suspension, because he did not want to play football. Now, you can argue if he did want to play football for the Houston Texans, maybe he would have been put on the commissioner's exempt list, but they never put him on the exempt list. He was so annoyed with the Texans before all this stuff came out, where he didn't want to play for them and refused to play for them. And then everything else started to come on out with all these allegations against Deshaun Watson. That's the only way that I could take this, Hickey, is that Deshaun Watson is now ready to settle. And the NFL still may say, I'm not settling with you. Because the report yesterday was he was willing to take 8 games. That's not enough. And you said it earlier. I kind of now do agree with you. If you're the NFL, the only reason why you do settle at this point is so this just goes away. But when you're basically, and I know this is weird to look at it as like winning, but if you're the NFL, you're 99.9% from everything we heard, you're going to win. You're going to get what you want. So I would say to Deshaun, hey, it's too late. We gave you every opportunity. I would say, sorry, too late. Just in the 11th hour, because you realize you're not going to win, I'm not going to go hold your hand and help you out so you could come back for maybe 4 or 5 games at the end of the season.
You said it. Too little, too late. You had multiple, many, 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 many opportunities to apologize, to say sorry. You maintain your innocence. Then stand by that. Like, for me, he's just saying that, to your point, to try to now look good to the NFL, must suck up in a way to the NFL to try to get some sort of settlement. I think he knows if this is ruled upon, it's going to be at least a full season. He's not going to play this year.
And I'm not defending Deshaun Watson whatsoever. I've made my opinions very clear on this, as we've talked to with Chad Brown, with Brian McFadden as well. It never made sense to me, when you make your money off the health of your body and how you take care of your body so you could be that physical force on the field, it never made sense to me why he was using 50-60 massage therapists, and that just made him look guilty right from the start. When he didn't want to apologize when there was a possibility of criminal charges, I could see why you don't want to publicly apologize with that looming. But the moment you find out there's no criminal charges and this is going to be a civil matter, you should have found a way to settle this months ago. And he elected not to do that. And not only that, when you read the details of this, the first case that came about, he was offered a chance to settle. I think it was for $100,000, I remember reading. And he said no. And look what this ended up turning out to be. If I'm the NFL, I'm saying we're not settling. Now, we're not. The only reason they would settle is out of fear that this just lingers and you want this to go away. And maybe there's a, even though everyone's saying it's a no chance or minuscule chance of him getting an injunction so he could play, that's the only reason I could think of why the NFL is going to settle. But the way this is agreed upon, it doesn't make sense to settle at this point. It'd almost be as if you were in a boxing match, and for the first 10 rounds, you are slugging back and forth, and then you know you have your opponent on the ropes, and then right before delivering the knockout punch, you go, how do you want me to win this match? It doesn't make sense to go back at this point and settle. And clearly, and maybe, and Flory has sources left and right. I'm going to guess the source here, and it's always a tricky game when you do that. But I would imagine that this Flory report today, settlement of the Deshaun Watson situation is not out of the question, I'm told. Stay tuned. Maybe that came from an NFL person, but I would think that's probably more so from the Watson side, because probably someone from the Watson side said, hey, now we're actually thinking of settling. So that's why it's still on the table. But it's too little too late for me, and I don't think the NFL is good. I would still be surprised. I trust Florio, but I would still be surprised if the NFL does settle.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
So the big news of the night, Fernando Tatis Jr. has received an 80-game suspension without pay after testing positive for Clozapine, a performance-enhancing substance in violation of the MLB's Joint Drug Prevention and Treatment Program. And as Mark Feinsand points out, the suspension is effective immediately. We have a statement from Fernando Tatis Jr. on behalf of the Major League Baseball Players Association. Ryan, let's play a game here. Do you think Fernando Tatis Jr. took ownership and said, I was wrong, this is my fault, I tried to cheat the system and I got caught? Or do you think he blamed it on something that is so asinine?
100,000,000%. He blamed it on anything but himself.
I have been informed by Major League Baseball that a test sample I submitted returned a positive result for Clozapine, a banned substance. It turns out that I inadvertently took a medication to treat ringworm that contained Clozapine. I should have used that the resources available to me in order to ensure that no banned substances were in what I took. I failed to do so. Now, he does go on to say, I want to apologize to Peter, AJ, the entire Padres organization, my teammates, blah, 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 Major League Baseball, and fans everywhere for my mistake. I have no excuse for my error, and I would never do anything to cheat or disrespect the game I love. I have taken countless drug tests throughout my professional career, including on March 29, 2022, all of which have returned negative results until this test. I am completely devastated. There's nowhere else in the world I would rather be than on the field competing with my teammates after initially appealing the suspension. I have realized that my mistakes was the cause of this result, and for the reason I have decided to start serving my suspension immediately. I look forward to rejoining my teammates on the field in 2023. So they knew about that this was coming, since he said that he tried to appeal it, and now he's realized the mistakes that you're not going to win the appeal. It makes you wonder when he actually knew about this test, and was it before the entire Juan Soto trade did go down? Regardless, though, this is going to be a little bit of a weird conversation. I have never heard of this banned substance. Hickey, I'm almost compelled to reach out to my dermatologist right now, because recently I've also had ringworm on my arm. And for some reason, the last month and a half, I've been on antibiotics. I have used all this cream, and it's slowly starting to go away, but not as quickly as I would like it to. I wonder if this substance, to try to help me out selfishly, is actually in certain medication to help ringworm go away, as I do have some minor or maybe some massive ringworm on my arm right now. You could have given me 1,000 guesses when this came out about 30 minutes ago, how I was going to relate this to myself. And I would have said, what are you talking about? Like, what are you smoking? When I read that he's using ringworm as an excuse, I laughed out loud.
A-plus for creativity. That's, you know, we've heard fertility. We have heard, you know, I just put it in my body. I didn't know. Gave an example. Now, to his credit, I will say he blamed ringworm. He also did say it was my mistake. I made the error here.
Maybe I should call Spike. Hey, Spike, I may be facing a suspension here at CBS Sports Radio. I'm using something to treat my ringworm that's currently on my left arm, and it may result the positive test here on the CBS Sports Radio drug testing program.
What's the suspension policy? Is it also 80 days?
If that's the case, well, I would lose pay, right?
I would say yes.
I was going to say.
This is not paid leave.
It's a nice little summer vacation.
This is not paid leave.
If that's the case, I may be starting to test positive
for
a lot of
drugs. See you guys in November.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't want to miss football season.
But I'd be lying. Wow.
I'd be lying to you right now if I wasn't already in the mode of, and I love summer, but I'd be lying to you if I was not in the mode of, okay, just get me to the first weekend of actually, let's go college. Get me to the, not week zero, but actual college football. Get me to the first weekend of college football, and I'm ready to go. I love summer. I still got some summer plans. I'm going to be off next Friday. I'm going to Florida, visit my grandma for her birthday. And then the week after that, going down to the Jersey Shore. Not going to Florida this time of the year isn't the most ideal situation in the world. But going down to the Jersey Shore, have a wedding on Labor Day weekend. So I have things to look forward to. But you know how we operate in the sports world. Football, football, football. And I'm ready to stop previewing this season and start actually talking about the season as it does happen. But man, ringworm? That's what this guy is using as an excuse? A substance that he was using to treat ringworm is the reason why Fernando Tatis Jr. is now going to be hit with an 80-game suspension. And I don't know about you, and to be fair, I have no clue what is actually in the medicine they're giving me right now to currently treat my ringworm on my arm. But if I was a Major League Baseball player, and we were joking about the CBS Sports Radio drug test, we don't get tested for banned substances and you know, things that would make us stronger and all that, steroids and all that, or any performance-enhancing substance. But if I then had to take put anything in my body, like if I was a professional athlete, with the resources you get and the systems that you have, what's the harm in saying, I know that this is ringworm, and then you also probably aren't thinking, even if I don't know if he has ringworm or not. Maybe he'll get TMZ. Show us your ringworm, Fernando Tatis Jr. But if I'm Fernando Tatis Jr., don't you at least have to ask before you put something in your system if this is approved? Even if I'm going to listen to his BS excuse that I don't buy for a second, Ryan, you have to, anything that you put in your system, you have to get approved because you don't know what you're putting in your system necessarily.
Couldn't agree more. Like you said, if this is, even if it's real and he truly just, like, if this truly was just an accident, I'm not thinking it's a lack of judgment. Like, there's no excuse. Like, you get paid for your body. What goes in it, how you produce, you have to make sure everything is A-OK in order to just be above bar.
Now, I'm going to ask you a serious question here. Have you ever heard of ringworm before today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Before I had it 2 months ago, I've never heard of ringworm. Before I had it like a month and a half ago, whatever it was, 2 months now. I didn't know what it was. I just looked. I saw I had this rash on my arm. I had no clue how I got it. And then I eventually, through time, just went to a dermatologist and they started giving me all this stuff to take. And it is a pain in the ass for it to go away. And it like randomly spreads in like different parts of my arm. It's like, it's a massive pain in the ass. So I do wonder if Fernando Tatis Jr. actually had ringworm. And if this is the case, how did he get to the positive test? And, oh, I'm going to use this as an excuse, you know, as to why. Because I'm not buying this. I'm not a dummy. I find it very tough to believe that this guy was just trying to treat ringworm. And the next thing you know, that's why he's out for 80 games. Because every time an athlete does something like this, there's always an excuse. Anytime there's a positive test or something, there is an excuse of, oh, my dog ate my homework. Oh, you know, this happened, that happened. Like, I'm not buying this ringworm nonsense. It's impossible to buy. Even if it's true, even if it is verified, Ryan, there's no way you could buy this.
Even if it's true, there's still no excuse. Like, even if this, everything he says is actually by the book factual. He had ringworm. He went to go treat it. He got this treatment, did not realize one of the banned substances was in there. Even if that is all true and just this is just an accident, it's still inexcusable. It's still, there's nothing else for you to say. You're still at fault, and there's still no excuse for it happening.
Especially, like, let's just say this was me, Joe Schmo, that got tested by our company. Like, I don't know. Let's say we did something that was heavy lifting. And I didn't have the resources to get the substance checked. This guy just signed, what, a $300 million contract?
North,
and not
yeah.
even, I'm sure there's principles and protocols in place by Major League Baseball, just like the NFL, where you could ask, is this going to pop up on the banned substance list? He even 100%. Acknowledged it in the statement.
Because so much of this stuff that pops up, we don't know what it is. Like, none of us are experts.
No,
we can't even pronounce it.
Whatever this is, I literally had to go to YouTube and go, how do you pronounce what he tested positive for?
So
I've never heard
definitely
of it. I'm not a doctor.
Program.
I'm not an expert on this crap.
I'm with you. And players probably aren't either. But again, there's resources for you to find out. We're not telling you to be experts. Just ask someone who is the expert. It's that easy. Hey, can I take this? Yes, no. Boom. That's very simple.
I was really hoping that the steroid conversation or the performance-enhancing conversation with the Hall of Fame was going to go away. And I know that Big Poppy just got in as well. But now when Fernando Tatis Jr. career ends, if it goes this way, people are going to say, well, you did have a positive test. This is never going to go away. And that's the thing. First off, if you use, I have no problem with you getting into the Hall of Fame from the guys like 20 years ago, but now, hey, if you put up the stats, you put up the stats. I have no problem if you get in. But to test positive for something now and this not be 20 years ago, to do so now, it's inexcusable. It's the truth. Because this, even though it was once embraced in the sport and saved the sport, this now is frowned upon, and you get 80 games if you test positive. It's like, how dumb can you be to test positive at this point? Jeez. I didn't think I was going to reveal on the air tonight that I've had a ringworm as well. But jeez, maybe I'll call. Could we call the Padres, get Fernando Tatis Jr. to ask what his healing process is on this?
Hopefully it worked, at least, you know?
I would hope so. Ringworm, that's what he's blaming. Baloney. What a bunch of bullcrap. All right, we'll do a news brief next. We'll update you on the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. Dennis Pitta is also going to join us at 9:20 p.m. Eastern, 6:20 p.m. Pacific, as it is First and Goal today. And we have to preview the Baltimore Ravens inside the AFC North. All righty. Ringworm is the reason why Fernando Tatis Jr. tested positive. Come on. Does anyone believe that? I don't. Back after these short messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.